when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hi there, welcome to another episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. Today, we've got a special guest on the podcast, and she is going to be talking all about organization. This is something I know a lot of us struggle with as TPT sellers and teachers and parents and spouses. We probably may not be the best at organization, and the language adventurist is going to share with us a little bit of what she's learned in this TPT journey on being a little bit more organized and kind of having ducks together in a row. A former kindergarten teacher who loves creating educational resources and multilingual classroom decor to help elementary teachers and homeschooling families around the world. She is multi-talented with a lot of really cool things under her belt. She's multilingual, multicultural, and fluent in several languages. So I think it's really interesting to hear her perspective of her journey as a TPT seller and just ways she's found to better organize her TPT business and her life overall. So I'm really looking forward to speaking with her, and I hope you enjoy as well. All right. So today we have a special guest. We are so excited to have you on the podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kirsten. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and also a little bit about your TPT business.
Yes. So, I'm I-10. I was a primary teacher at several international schools around the globe. And I have a passion for ESL and I like languages. That's why my business is called Language Adventurist. I started my TPT journey actually a long time ago, I think like a lot of teachers, but then life just, you know, took over and I neglected my business. And then during the pandemic, actually, I got excited about making resources. So I think I took it more seriously in 2021. And this year, I'm devoted fully to TPT to create resources to basically make ESL classrooms more beautiful. And I hope and I inspire that all teachers want to have a multilingual classroom display.
That's amazing. Okay. Yes, that's so awesome what you're able to do with your experience and your background and how you can kind of infuse that into your TPT store. So yes, that's really, really cool. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about, a lot about the main topic, how we can be a little bit more organized as TPT sellers. I know personally, I am not the most organized, not just for like TPT, but just life in general. I just so scatterbrained. And so it is hard to get tasks done and just have some type of organization, whether it's how I'm creating my resources or how I'm scheduling out things. So I'm really glad you're here to talk about this today. Let's talk with the first thing. What are some common struggles TPT sellers might face when we might be trying to be more organized, especially in the new year?
Definitely, yeah. Well, I will talk about a little bit about the things that I run to, like my main issues. And that is like staying organized with my computer files, staying organized with my bookkeeping, mm-hmm. and organizing my clip art. And this is a big one, especially if you have a lot of resources, is using like finding your resources, because yeah. I create bulletin boards. So in the beginning, I had like 25 bulletin boards and they were all bulletin boards and they were all like welcome bulletin boards and in different languages and hello multilingual bulletin boards. But then like it took me like 30 minutes to find a document. Mm-hmm. So then I realized like, okay, I need to use more specific and more descriptive things for my names, for the bulletin boards. So that was like a huge thing for me. Consistent branding, I would say, to be organized in that was kind of like a struggle for me. To have a content calendar, like the word, I've never heard of the word before. That was like, what do you mean a content calendar? So yeah, like,
that's not something we think of as teachers.
Yeah. Keeping track of what you want to do and when and like those things, like how silly it even sounds. I really needed to learn that. And using platforms, like when you start off and when you Google stuff, there is so much out there. And I really got lost. And every day I was just like, oh, which social media planner should I use, or a scheduler should I use? And before I knew it, I was more busy on those not so, at that moment, not so relevant tasks, instead of really like focusing on the core of your business and creating a routine in that. Mm-hmm. So that was for me. Like that, those are my main problems of organizing my business when I started last year.
I can relate to a lot of that. And I know many listeners can relate to that. Especially, I can think off the top of my head, like my files, number one, like they're usually, I name them, but I still have trouble finding them. And that's the same with on Canva, because I do create a lot on Canva. My files are not organized there. So there is a lot of struggles, especially as you're trying to,
you know, create and create and create. And, you know, just it kind of gets overwhelming the more products you have that you're trying to sell. So I'm sure many people have that same type of struggle. So what are some tips that you have learned in the last year or so on being more organized in your TPT business?
I do have a few. The first one I think that really worked well for me is to use separate browsers. So I use Chrome for my business and I use Safari for my personal stuff.
Okay.
So that in the beginning, it was like weird, but now I got, you know, like really used to it. And I see that it really like helps my brain to say like, okay, now I'm going to do private things to be more focused on my private things. And I'm going to do business things. And also with your history and bookmarking and everything, it just made a little bit more sense to me now to use different browsers for you know, like the mindset. So, okay, now this browser is open, so I know I'm going to do business.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is more personal and fun. What I really had to learn was to really separate the costs of my business. So I opened a separate bank account just for TPT and my everything that involves my business and another bank for my personal stuff. And I keep track of that. And when I was keeping track of that, I learned that it's also good to have like an overview of what kind of reoccurring costs you're going to have every month. Because last year, I was so like surprised that I had 1 month more costs than the other month. And I just have to go and look and search for everything. But now I have a yearly overview of what I need to pay every month. So, for example, a lot of things I pay annually. So I know in February, I will have higher costs than, let's say, December. So to have an overview of your costs, I think is one of the base, you know, that you know like what you're earning and what is going out, because you need to base your decisions on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that I thought really like just keeping track of it in one document. I use Google Sheets, helped me to stay more organized. Another thing that I also did is I put the logo on from my clip art. The logo of the Clipart seller on my folder to find it quicker. And before I had my Clipart organized by the artist, but now I'm organizing it by themes because I'm creating bulletin boards and classroom decor. And usually that has like one main theme. So for me, it made more sense to organize it by like, let's say winter this or Christmas or spring or let's say like flags to do that way. That really helped me to stay more organized. And I also, what I did is like, I had a diary of my roadmap because everybody, like you go online and you read blog posts and everybody has their own way of creating and working. And I really focused the last month with a daily, like a diary track, keeping track of what, like how you are creating resources and what you do next to promote it on your social platforms. And once I kind of like saw how much time I was spending on certain things, it really helped me to, you know, like fine tune my issues. Like I was spending too much time on Canva because I couldn't decide on colors, or I was spending too much time on finding the perfect clip art. So once you track how much time you spend on things, you also like fine tune in things like, okay, I need to improve with decision making, or I need to be consistent with branding, or it just helps you so much, I think, to tailor down what your business needs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, templates, that helps a lot for your products, but also because that's what I that's something that I've heard a lot, like, oh, you need templates to create resources, but I realized you also need templates to brand your store and your products. And I just thought, you know, like if you have one consistent way of doing that,
maybe it looks a little bit boring, but at the end of the day, you get it done quicker.
Right.
And I have to learn that it's better to be done than to have it perfect.
Right. I love
and this. And I've also learned that along the way, you constantly have to fine-tune your product and update your products as well. So that's like a mindset shift that happened, like that I thought like, okay, I have this product, but it's not like a done thing. You always have to go back and revise. And when you keep a track, like when you have your own diary, you can see what you're actually doing and how much time you're spending on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped me to change my own behavior. Because when you work as a TPT seller, you are kind of like alone. It's basically you're a solopreneur. Like there's nobody that gives feedback to you or nobody that says like, oh, you've been working on this thing for like 6 hours now and it should be done. Yeah. So having that diary really helped me to see what I was doing and giving and helped me to give myself feedback. So that's something that I really like as a, it's not an organization tip, but it's, I think, a tip that can help you to see what you are doing and how much time you're spending on stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I really love all of those tips that you have. And maybe some people might have some type of journal or planner. I could also think maybe using ClickUp or Asana, some type of project management tool. That's another way you can kind of have it as a diary as you're clicking all the tasks that you're completing and putting them in just to see how much you can get done or what you get done and when you get done. There have been some products where I think it takes a couple days and it ends up taking twice as long. And it's helpful to see that in my ClickUp tape. I'm like, okay, so next time I plan a similar resource, I know, oh, it's not going to take me just 2 days. I already know based on what I wrote in the previous time that I need 4 days to plan it out.
Yeah. So it helps you basically to create your own roadmap in what your own workflow is.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to end to my, I think, a very strong one is that I've learned that it's better to invest in your routines and routines that work for you than constantly, you know, like looking for other external tools to help you to stay organized. You know, like when you know what time goes in what, I think it's better to it's helpful to set goals and to, you know, like be organized. And that's another thing that I think helped me a lot to be more organized is I set goals. And in the beginning, like last year, my goals were very vague. Like, oh, I want to have a lot of followers or, oh, I want to have like 500 products. And then along the way, you're learning like those things, of course, matter. But what matters the most is that, you know, like that your teachers that buy your stuff are happy. And that you can connect with them and that they can share what they are or how they are using your resources. And actually, that is kind of giving you the right input to improve your business and grow your business. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I just thought like setting goals was like, oh, I need 200 products. I need 500 followers. I need this. I need that. And now I'm kind of like learning that you need to set goals that are reasonable and manageable for your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help you also to be better organized and not scatter.
Yeah, I love that tip too. Because I know sometimes we have these arbitrary like, oh, if I have this many followers or products, then I'll be successful. But it's sometimes those numbers are varying between person to person and from year to year, just based off of what happens previously. So it's good to be able to think goal-wise, thinking more manageable based off of what you are able to do, you know. So, but yes, those are awesome organization tips. What stood out to me was one of the very first ones where you said to use two different browsers, one for personal and one for business. Like that, maybe that would help a lot for me as far as
because I don't usually use Safari. I usually use Chrome for everything, but maybe thinking about like if I'm looking up recipes or just little like checking my personal email, it would be nice to have that all in Safari just to kind of make it more compartmentalized and thinking in different, like you said, different mindsets for different browsers. That's a great way to compartmentalize and make it more organized. So I really, really think I'm going to try that tip this year.
Let me know how it goes. I'm really curious. It helped me a lot. It's just like, you know, like it's a mind shift, I think. And the same happened to me when I was kind of like keeping track of how I was spending my hours on my business. And I had some days where I was looking the whole day on Etsy or on Canva for templates to use for my social media. And I was like, I'm not sure if this is going to be really helpful for my teachers that want to have an amazing ESL classroom or a multilingual classroom decoration. Like, I don't think that's going to help. But what is going to help is that I talk to them and ask them what they need and how, what colors they like and stuff like that helped me to be more focused in how I want to organize the business.
Yeah, those are some really good points to think about. All right, going into some tools, you kind of mentioned a few, but what are some of your favorite organization tools that have worked for you as far as staying more organized?
Well, my number one is from Bearwood Labs Flatpak, like the best investment ever.
Yes.
It did that, you know, like makes life easier. And yeah, that would be my number one advice for everybody. If you don't have it, get it. It's such a time saver. So my second tip would be use different browsers, just, you know, like separate your business and your private, everything, also your expenses, because it's really easy when you buy a clip art that's just like $3 to say like, oh, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, like I'll just pay with my personal account. But at the end of the year, it's all adding up and it's just better to have, I think, a different account for all your business expenses. And my third tip basically is create your own workflow. And to do that, you need to keep track of what you are doing for your business in a day or, you know, like in a week. So you can fine tune it to what your business needs and not you think, because now in social media, when you go on Instagram or TikTok or whatnot, everybody has something to say about how you should run your business. And that really confused me. And I was also noticing that I was giving mixed messages to the teachers that would land on my TPT store. And now I'm trying to deliver one clear message, and that's that I'm here to create a multilingual classroom decor, because I want to convey the message that all languages matter, not only English, even though the student's main objective is to learn English, but we should not forget about his or her home language. And kind of like an inclusive message that I also want to share with all schools, all teachers. And I discovered that by discovering basically my own roadmap that is also, again, helping me to stay more organized and prioritize what my business needs.
I love that you mentioned that, because a lot of what you're saying is really organizing your messaging, which is a part of your brand strategy. So that's a really great point to think about, is if you are not really thinking about a clear strategy and where you want to go with your business or who you want to focus on and what message you want to send out to your audience, it's really going to be, like you said, like all these different things, because, oh, well, this person says I need to talk more about this and we need to do more of this. So the fact that you've decided, you know what, I'm going to focus in on this message, I think that brought clarity for you and has helped it. It is nice to be able to be more organized in the fact that you don't have to worry about other different types of messages. You get to focus on what the main message you want to convey to your audience.
Yeah, my journey, this was my journey. Like I had to be organized in my head.
Mm-hmm.
say. And then I realized, okay, so I need to make it, I need to, you know, like divide my stuff. This is private, this is personal. And I need to have the basics, like the clip art. How do you organize the clip, your clip art? How do you name your files? Because, you know, if you have 200 products and they're all bulletin boards and you want to find it, it's going to be a challenge to find it quick. You know, so that also made me think about like, so should I call it hello in different languages or should I call it multilingual hello bulletin board? Like, you know, like you think about it and that helps you to name it better. And as you are thinking about what you're doing in little details, I notice that it also helps you to prioritize how you should organize your business. And I realized that it looks different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has a different way of doing things and a different message and a different style.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Every brand is different and unique in their own way. And that's what makes us all TPT sellers. That's just part of the business. So yeah, that's a great point. All right. So before we finish this interview, I have some fun questions to ask you. Very random, but I thought it would be fun to ask.
Okay.
So the first question, are you a morning person or a night owl?
I'm a morning person. I get up really early and I love to have a very long morning routine and then start my business.
Love that. Yeah. I'm also a morning person. Okay. Second question. What is a non-business related podcast or show that you are really into right now?
A show, like a TV show?
Mm-hmm. Or a series or podcast episode or podcast, whatever you wish.
I'm thinking of like, this has nothing to do with anything that I'm doing, but there is on Netflix, Indian Matchmaker.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen all three seasons. I love it.
I love it. So I started that and I can't wait because when I start cooking, I always watch it. So I can't wait to start cooking and watching Indian Matchmaker. I think it's so interesting.
It is very, very different culture. And that's what makes it really interesting to watch. Love it. Okay, last question. You're at a karaoke bar and a celebrity walks in. Who is it? And what song would you choose for a duet?
For a duet. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Okay. With which celebrity?
With, I think, Shakira.
Shakira. Very cool. Yes. That would be a lot of fun. Aiten, thank you so much for being here. Where can we connect with you and kind of if maybe there might be some ESL teachers listening, where can we find more information about you and your business?
Well, I have a blog, languageadventurist.com, and I'm on all social media platforms as Language Adventurist. So I hope you guys can find me over there. And if not, maybe you can, you know, put my details into your podcast so it's easier for people to find me.
Yes,
and if they want to talk about ESL or if they have ideas about what I should create for their classrooms, I would love to hear it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also follow me on Instagram at thesouthernteach.designs. Have an amazing day. Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.